Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Na kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 12 kuLwezi 2021 igama nguNtungamile Nkomo nanzi ezihamba phambili kubotshwe amalunga ePhalamende amabili awe MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora abalisa usenator Khalipane Phukeni lo senator Chief Ndlovu kanye lamanye amalunga ebandla amahlanu. Izigaba zemathebelelendi zilakho ukulahlekelwa izabelo zabameli bePhalamende ama-constituencies ngenxa yenani eliphansi kakhulu elabantu abakuluhlu lwabavotayo. Iqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors linqotshwe ngeleSouth Africa emdlalweni weGroup G World Cup Qualifier izolo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi akekho obulawe yi-COVID-19 izolo, kodwa luthi kutholakale abangamashumi phose amathathu 27 belomkhuhlane lo. Abalichumi lanye babantu laba ngabafundi bezikolo ezitshiyeneyo eMasingo kanye laseMashonaland West. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuvikela lomkhuhlane bedlula inkulungwane ezilichumi lane 14,124. Abahlatshwe esibili bazinkulungwane eziphezu kancane kweziyisishiyangalombili 8,341. Kubotshwe amalunga edale lesenethi awebandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora athi usenetha Khalipane Phukeni lo senetha Chief Ndlovu izolo. Ababili laba babotshwe ngesikhathi besemhlanganweni wokukhuthaza uzulu wesigaba seJojolo emathebeleleni North ukuthi abhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho luka-2023. UPhukeni lo Ndlovu babikwa bebotshwe ndawonye lamanye amalunga ebandla amahlanu. Ibandla leMDCT likusolile kakhulu lokhu lisithi kumele abantu laba bakhululwe. Ujonga kaNdemiri weStudio 7 uxoxele umnumzana Phukeni yesestokisini wamchasisela ngokwenzakeleyo.
Manje kufika amapolisa manje bephethe isibhamu ngeMaston Grenade. Manje abasephakama bephethe bayabaleka ngathi hayi abaleki ngoba mbona ukungahle kwenzeka inhlekelele. Amaphosa angazintroduce hayi mina ngumfanetsha waphukeni manini sikhulume abantu bathandaze sibone ukuthi asizakala kanjani. Hayi ngahle ngathelwa ukuthi yabotshwa bangafuni bazosebenzisa udlami angize ngiyazintroduca mhlonihanti abona ngiyazama ukuthi sibone ukuthi angasizana kanjani.
Umnumzana Khalipane Phukeni ngusenetha webandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora. Ubexoxa leStudio 7 esesitokisini eJocholo. UMonzora yena ubikwa ubekhona la ekulumhlangano kodwa kabotshwanga. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma lesikhulumeli samapholisa umnumzana Paul Nyathi. Izigaba zemathebelelendi zilakho ukulahlekelwa izabelo zabameli bePhalamende ama-constituencies ngenxa yenani eliphansi kakhulu labantu abakuluhlu lwabavotayo phansi wohlelo lwe-delimitation kulezi zigaba. Isabelo sinye simele sibe labantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili 20,000 ababhalisele ukuvota. Nxa isabelo silabantu abaphansi kwenani leli siyadilizwa sixhunyaniswe lesingumakhelwane. Isigaba sakoBulawayo sona esilezabelo ezilichumi lambili isikhangelelwe ukulahlekelwa ngama constituencies amabili kumbe amathathu. Kutsho isikhulumeli sebandla leMDC Alliance koBulawayo umnumzana Sithan Chirotsa kungxoxo ayenze lo Chris Gande weStudio 7.
Sibe lomhlangano labantu bezekhi lapho esakhuthazwa khona ngumama uKhube uMrs Khube osebenzele ezekhi esitshela ukuthi inani labantu abaregister enjube emagwegwe lephumula liphansi kakhulu njalo ukuthi uBulawayo ulakho ukuhluthunelwa amaconstituents amabili umbeni amathathu nge-delimitation exercise. Ngingathi ukuthi inyanga ezintathu ezine ezidlulileyo besincedisa nge-transport ukuthi abantu behambe ezek be-register ukuvota. Njalo sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu behambe be-register ukuvota, especially laba abantu abatsha ngoba yibo phela abadinga impilo, yibo abantu abadinga amathuba kakhulu ukwedlula thina sesilunguza phela khona ngale osohambe abantu abaningi. Ngingathi ukuthi ngo-December izekhi iyabe ihambe ezindaweni kuma-districts. Lokhu bakwenza ngoba kube lo mkhosi ukuthi izekhi kayihambeli bantu, njalo ukuthi kuyadula kakhulu ukuthi abantu begade izimoto besiya ezekhi.
Siyabona ukubana njengebandla like lakhuthaza abantu ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota. Ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani kathesi ngendaba yokubhalisela ukuvota?
Into ngayifuniyo lapha yikuthi umthwakazi athathelwe imbahluthunelwe ama-seat. Ngakho ke izimoto esezilazo kathesi ngibona sezifika kubo 25 amakhombi esiwasebenzisayo ukuncedisa uZulu ukuthi ahambe ezeki ayoregister ukuyavota. Into le iqakathekile ngoba thina into esingayifuniyo ukuthi umthwakazi ahluthunelwe ama-seat yilaba abahlale bamba zonke.
Njengebandla kuyini elikwenza ukukhankasa phambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ka-2023 njengoba sisizwa kuthiwa lama by elections lawo alakho ukwenziwa kusukana hezilandelayo?
Amalungiselelo silawo sibili, akhona amalungiselelo kodwa bengicela ukutshela Chris ukuthi ihungahungela ibambileyo yikuthi ukhetho alisoke lube khona ngoba umnanga wakho ufuna ukuthi ayenze i-GNU labo Monsora. Ilihungahungela ikhona iqinisa la ngikhona asikalibambi njalo lelokhu ngahunga lisoze liphazamise inhlelo zethu ngoba phela kukhanya kusobala ukuthi izanu iyesaba ukuthi ihambe kukhetho ngoba esaba ukuthi umongameli uNelson Chamisa ebandla lakhe bazanqoba. Ungananzelela into ekhona eyokukhitshwa okwama MP kudalela ephalamende ibiyindlela eyokuthi ephalamende kungena abantu abawelana loMonsora kusenzelwa khona ukuthi kube le-GNU lomnanga kwaphela. I-GNU leyo ayisoke iphumelele nxa parliament ilabantu abangelani lo Monsora. So elokhu ngahunga libambile kodwa alisoze liphambanise inhlelo zethu.
Umnumzana Sithan Chirotsa isikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance koBulawayo. Amabandla ezombusazwe kwele South Africa asethule imbiko ehlukeneyo ngembali kamnumzana Frederick de Klerk yena obhubhe izolo ngemva kokukhulelwa ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane. UDe Klerk ufese leminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyangalombili lanhlanu 85. UDe Klerk waba ngumongameli wokugcina owayephethe uhulumende wabamhlophe owawulobandlululo i-apartheid ophele ngo-1994. Ibandla elibusayo ele-ANC lethule amazwi enduduzo lisithi umufi wadlala indima enkulu ekuqedeni ukuncindezelwa kwabensundu kwele-South Africa. abebandla leinkata Freedom Party labenhlanganiso ye Mandela Foundation labo bamncomile ngokuphathisa ukuqeda umbuso wobandlululo ngokucanda indlela yokuthi umuyi umnumzana Nelson Mandela athathe intambo zombuso ephuma entolongweni ngemva kweminyaka engamashumi amabili lasikhombisa. Kodwa ibandla elikhokhelwa ngomnumzana Julius Malema ele Economic Freedom Fighters lisole kakhulu uDe Klerk lisithi ube ngumbulali olegazi labantu abansundu esandleni zakhe oze wafa esala ukuthi umbuso wakhe wawumubi. Lanxa nje imu likaDe Klerk yethule ividiyo yakhe exolisa nge-apartheid izolo. I-EFF ithi uDe Klerk kamelanga aphiwe inhlonipho kumbali yokwakhiwa kweSouth Africa, kanti njalo uhulumende kamelanga aphathise ngemali emngcwabeni wakhe. Usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Kwafa abantu abaningi kakhulu ngaphansi kambuso kaDe Klerk. Kunesigabeko nje esenzeka la eGauteng eVereeniging eBooiplaatong lapho kwafa khona izinkumbi zabantu. Kube khona futhi ukubulawa kwabantu kokusenzeka ezitimeleni okwavela muva ukuthi kwakuyisandla sesithathu. Lento kwakuchaza kube sengathi ANC ne-IFP kodwa kwavela ukuthi kwakunesandla sesithathu sasingesawo amabhunu ngaphansi kolawulo lwaDe Klerk. Ngakho-ke abantu ikakhulukazi indle emnyama lapha eSouth Africa ngicabanga nje ukuthi kubona abagqize qhakala ngokufa kwaDe Klerk. Yilokhu ngathi bangaselebrate ukuthi uhambile umbulali. Indle emhlophe nayo yayivela ihlukane phakathi uDe Klerk kubantu abamhlophe kukhona abambona njengomsindisi ngoba isimo sase sisiba sibi kakhulu sesilimaza kakhulu osomabhizinisi. Kwaba khona ingcindezi abayifaka kuDe Klerk ababevele sebeyifakile kuNationalist Party okuyikhona okwaholela ukuthi uDe Klerk aze awuthathe intambo zombuso kuPW Board ngo-89. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi kulabo kubo bazibona belahlekelwe liqhawe, bazibona belahlekelwe yindoda nesibindi ngoba kwakungelula lokhu akwenzayo uDe Klerk ukuvula imlomo zonke inhlangano ezazivala umlomo ngaleso sikhathi. Kodwa futhi kuyo indle emhlophe sizakhumbula ukuthi kukhona ababengahambisani nakho konke lokhu uDe Klerk ayekwenza ukuletha inguquko ezaholela kukhetho lokuqala. Sizakhumbula ukuthi kwakukhona amaqembu amanye abelungu iConservative Party eyayiphetho laphana Andrew Strinach, kube khona iBurumaha kaTere Blanche. UTere Blanche yilaba sizakhumbula ngengxoxo zeCodesa abagasela lapha engxoxweni eKempton Park. Ngiyacabanga ke ukuthi kulabo namanye nje amabhuni amaningi emaplazini namanje sisababona ukuthi abakaguquki abakemukeli isimo lesesikhona. Mhlawumbe nje nabo kungabe kubajabulisile ukuthi wafa lo muntu osilethe le inguquko esasingayifuni.
Amanye amazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika kumbe singathi iSADC ayimbona engumuntu onjani, uzachiya imbali enjani.
I-apartheid ingumbuso yahlukumeza amazwe amaningi kakhulu. Yayikwazi ukungena emazweni amaningi e-Afrika lapho kwakubhace khona i-ANC ne-PAC ifike izenzele umathanda nje ize ibulale nezizalwana zakulawo mazwe iphume ihambe iphinde futhi iphazamise kwezo omnotho emazweni amaningi la ikakhulukazi ngomakhelwane kusada. Ingathi abaholi uma kade besaphila ikakhulukazi abaholi abafana nomabhuthu sesesekho, amaholi abafana noKhamuzu Banda, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi babedla mganomunye nombuso wobandlululo eSouth Africa. Kodwa nje emazweni amaningi la ayelwa encedisana nemibutho oyayisilwa nobandlululo ngaphakathi eSouth Africa akazi ukukhumbuleka njengeqhawe, uzakhumbuleka nje njengalo abo baholi ababefana mhlawumbe lapha singathi nabo Ian Smith ukuthi babengabaholi nje ababengabacindezeli abebengafuni umuntu omnyama ukuthi asimame azivuse aziphathe naye.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. selikubonile na ukusemaphephandabeni. Ikroniko ithi izisebenzi zikahulumende zizabhatalwa amabhonasi azo ngedola lemelika lonyaka. Izimlife ithi amagqwetha alwela amalungelo asephe amapolisa insuku eziyisikhombisa ukuthi aveze amagama amapolisa aphatheka ekutshayweni lekubotshweni kwabafundi beGokomere High School emaswingo. Isayithi yona ithi kulabasekeli bezanuPF abahluthunele abaphila ngokuthengisa indawo zokusebenzela enzikini yakobulawayo. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Salubonani kustudio 7. Linjani lonke badala bami, linjani lonke basakazi beStudio 7 lonke. Hayi, mina ngiyaphila. Mina ngikhulumayo ngo-trust wakondimand. Ngibingelela bonke abangaziyo ekhaya eMbembeswana, eMbembesi. Ngibingelela bonke abangaziyo. Ngithi linjani khona ngapho. Mina ngikhuluma ngiseGoli. Ngithi njani. Sekulinywa yini ekhaya? Izulu selisina, ngapha selisina.
Njani kustudio 7, njani kustudio 7, ngikhuluma ngisebhinga lapha ebhinga isithwele nzima, njani akulaziborani isithwele nzima, siyahlupheka abasicabangi vele, kumbe bathi sizinyamazana yebhinga. Kulabantu boyebhinga, kulabantu abasizame khona ngale phezulu eHarare besifakele isiborani. Bantu siyafa ngokuma lapha ebhinga elusulu. Umumbuzi yalima zobo besirobhi cotton silime besirobhe besithengele imali encane isithwele nzima kubantu benkosi.
Bengalala kustudio 7 nabalaleli. Olibingelelayo inzalo yaseMathabeleland South, kodwa mbingelela ngiseGoli angabalekela khona ngoba sekunobunzima eZimbabwe. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi okungcono ngibaleke ngizodinga idlelo eliluhlaza ngapha eSouth Africa. Ngithi ngithatha leli thuba nje ngibonge imthakazi Republic Party. Imthakazi Republic Party ikhanya ivuka inomfutho omkhulu kakhulu ngemva kokuthi imother party yethu eyizaphu yakholapsa. Ithe ikholapsile ethanjeni noma ngithi emgogodleni wezaphu, kwaphuma ibandla le-MRP elivibrant elinabantu abakhaliphileyo. Ngithi ngithathe leli thuba nje ngithi hawu, phambili MRP, phambili. Thina si-MRP silwela inkululeko yamaNdebele, silwela inkululeko kaMthakazi. Asilweli iZimbabwe, silwela inkululeko kaMthakazi. Esikufunayo ngumthwakazi. Engithanda ukunxusa wonke umuntu oyinzalo yaseMathabeleland, Matabeleland South, Matabeleland North, Manicaland, bakithi asiphakameni ngobuningi, asiphakameni sihlobo zami.
Kanjani egwamba mokeni ngwenya edaluka usayiriki laphana empuweni oNdebele bumziwa njani khona ngapho ikhesi matopo bulawayo wanke wanke kulobo sathembi laphana sathembi labona thembi singene yonke indawo obulawayo ayingalithanda abantwana bakababa imumuveni ngwenya.
Sanibonani obingelelayo kustudio 7 ngufiselani sibanda seGoli ngizala kumadlambuzi Plumtree. Ngithanda ukukhuluma ngakho nanku ngokubuze yize abanye abafowethu bakubona ngenye indlela bathi kona i-tribalist, kodwa ke ngifuna ukuthi kathi ake sibhekisenini amehle sonke siyisizwe sakwaMthakazi, sibhekeni iqembu lebhola elidlalayo njengamanje lidlala ne-South Africa bangaki abakhethiwe abakwaMthakazi eqenjini lesizwe. bese ngithi kulabo abantu abathi kona umqondisi neMRP ine tribalist, ngithi akubuke nje iqembu lebhola uzothi kona hayi ngokubana abantwana bakwaMthakazi abafuna ukudlala ibhola kumbe abanatha akuna talent, ngombuzo engibashiya nawo. Kodwa mina iansa enginayo ukuthi i-tribalist liyana evela lapha, and i-tribalist liyana ebonisa ukuthi kona uMthakazi vele angeke ukhethe ukuthi udlalele iZimbabwe ngokubana engasuka seZimbabwe. Ifeuba abantwana bakwaMthwazi bengabaseZimbabwe kanti bezokhetha nakhona bebafake badlale. Iqembu le-Highlanders manje ngakulo uzothola kungasena nabantwana basesintini sokugcina abantwana basesihloneni kulo kakhulu. Why? Because of akunandlela yokubadevelopha ngokwezibongo, besebancane bahle bavele bacindezele. And leyo into eyiqiniso ngokubana siyisizwe sikaMthwazi ibhola siyalithanda. Ungabuka ngesikhathi sadlala uMadinda siyalena emuva nabo Peter, i-Highlanders yayikhipha ama-players amahle ayidlala, kodwa manje ngeke sakhipha ngoba ama-talent lana ahlabulawa isesemancane ngenxa yezibongo. Utholeke ku-Highlanders okugcina ama-players asesishoneni uma sokubizwa esquadini sebebiza ngokwezibongo zabo.
Sanibonani balaleli bakastudio 7 labasebenza kustudio 7. Mina endibingelela ngisemaphisi, ngiyesaba lokuqamba ibizo lami ngoba ntuze lomgodi wafakwa abantu lapha ebhalapha. So lapha asile sikhalazo esikhulu kakhulu singabalimi bakithi. Khathe sizulu nanti liyathwala amabele kavunwa, ngikhombani kuloko ukuthi ibuya kusasa, ibuya kusasa amabele ethaza zachithe. Kathi thina futhi sisebenzela uhulumeni, thina kasitholi lutho. Bebathatha amabele besiyathengisa emazweni, bethole izimali zabo bazifake emabhenki. Nxa siyizisebenzi zabo ngabasihloni lathi babona ukuthi siyabasebenzela, sizafika isikhathi sokuthi lathi uNkulunkulu asikhulule kubasebenzeleni. Siyacela sibili ukuthi la nxa kunganethwa amabele la achitheke ngomnyaka ozayo vele bangasitsheli ngomthini. Kungangcono basitshele ukuthi kabafuni ukuze sibe kwazi sikwenza.
Studio 7 ndivuka njani. Hey, siyabonga kusethulela indaba ezimnandi. Hey, siyakhala endaweni yakithi yasenkaya. Yaya ihulumende le yayisiphathi kahle lomgwaqo wethu, vela ukho kahle kusukela lokho bethatha umbuso vele la manje umgwaqo wethu lokufile. Hey, ithanda ukubingelela nje abanye nje isihlobo bangaziyo khona legayi endaweni yakwesivalo.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawo emlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Associated Press ithi umkholi webutho kweleSudan uGeneral Abdel Fattah Burhan usezikhethile njalo ukuba ngomkhokheli welizwe ngemva kokugenqula uhulumende kumaviki asanda kwedlula. I-Voice of America ibika ukuba isizukulwana zabantu abadabuka kwele Namibia ezihlala kwele Botswana zithi zifuna ukuhlawulwa ngele Germany phezu kokubulawa kwabokhokho bazo ngamajelimana kumbuqazo we-genocide owenzakala e-Namibia kuminyaka elikhulu edluleyo. Singene kudaba lwemelika. Owake waba ngumongameli waleli lizwe umnumzana Donald Trump izolo ucele inkantolo ukuthi ivimbe ukwethulwa kwamaphepha aveza okwakusenzeka kuhulumende wakhe namuhla ephiwe ikomiti ephenya udlakela olwadalwa ngabasekeli bakhe ephalamende ngosibandlela. Omunye umthethwandaba ulahle udaba lukaTrump ngolwesibili wathi amaphepha la kumele aphiwe ikomiti le namuhla. Usizamile njalo kwezinye inkantolo ukuvala lolu daba uTrump esithi amaphepha la kumele engavezwa ngoba yena njengomuntu owaba ngumongameli evikelekile phansi kwalokhu okuthiwa yi-executive privilege ngesiNgisi. Kepa uhulumende kamongameli Joe Biden uthi akula executive privilege ekhona njalo uthi uzawaveza lawa maphepha. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana efihlela Ncube.
Akumangalisi ukuthi uTrump aye emthethwandaba ngokuba kunengi afuna ukuthi akuvimbele nxa sikhangela ukuthi kungaphumi. Kuyabonakala ngalesiya sikhathi ukuthi waba lalokho leqhaza libambayo ekuthini kuze kube lokuhlaselwa kweCongress. Kanti ke vele singakhohlwa ukuthi uTrump yilokho okuthiwa ngesiNgisi litigious, ungumuntu othanda ukuya emthethwandaba vele ungakhangela imbali yakhe, ungumuntu othi njalo nje ukubophisana uyakuthanda.
Umthethwandaba ubona uluphatha njani lolu daba?
Umthetho into ozabe uyikhangela kakhulu yikuthi ikambe ukukhitshwa kwama-documents lawa kwama-records kumlimaza okungakanani uTrump, kumbe njalo kuncedisa okungakanani ukuba iCongress yenze lokho efanele ukwenze i-oversight ngokuphathelene lamandla waphiwe yi-constitution ye-America. Ngokubona kwami ngibona angeke aliwine aphumelele kulokho azama ukuthi akuvimbele amandla angase eceleni le-Congress ukuthi iphumelele kulokho ekufunayo.
Isibone ikomiti yepharlamente ephenya udaba lodlakela lolu ivisa ababeyiziphatha amandla kuhulumende kaTrump abalitshumi ukuthi baze kuma phambi kwayo bephe ubufakazi, kodwa sesike sabona abanye bebizwa kodwa besala. Laba sizabona behamba yini kulikomiti?
Baza qhubeka besala kakhulu ngokuba kula lokho okuthiwa yibase ye-political party. Nxa uyi-Republican uya aphila kakhulu, uyenza izinto lezi ezizakwenza ukuthi labo abasesandleni sokudla kakhulu okuthiwa yi-right ku-politics bakuthande. Singakhohlwa ukuthi abantu bazafuna ukuba ngama-candidates nje ngo-2022 lo ozayo, abanye njalo bazafuna ukuthi basale belokhe besezincwadini ezinhle zika-Trump, lokhe namandla. Kanti ke lanxa engasoze angene ngo-2024 labo abamthandayo babe belamandla ukuthi bangakuvimbela ukuthi ube yi-candidate kumbe ukuthi uthathe isihlalo thizeni kusuka phansi uzuyefika khona le ku-national government. Ngakho abazakwala vele abanye ukuze babe sezincwadini ezinhle zika-Trump, babe sezincwadini ezinhle zama-Republicans.
Umnumzana efidlela Ncube, ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Siziqibe ngezemidlalo. Iqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors linqotshwe ngele-South Africa nge-1-0 emdlalweni we-Group G World Cup qualifier izolo. IGhana ibe ngutshikile obhanqa 1-1 le-Ethiopia. EleZimbabwe lizadlala lele-Ethiopia emdlalweni walo olandelayo, kuthi eleGhana lidibane lele-South Africa lona elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kulesi sibaya njalo likhokhela nge-3 points. IZimbabwe yiyo esemsileni ilomklomelo owodwa kuphela. Sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kubotshwe amalunga ephalamende awe-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora, useneta Kalipani Pugeni loseneta Chief Ndlovu izolo. Izigaba zemathebelelendi zilakho ukulahlekelwa izabelo zabameli bephalamende ama-constituencies ngenxa yenani eliphansi kakhulu labantu abakuluhlu lwabavotayo. Iqembu leZimbabwe Warriors linqotshwe ngeleSouth Africa nge-1-0 emdlalweni weGroup G World Cup qualifier izolo. Kwanele Mthwakazi, likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Eyami impela sonto isiqalisile. Yimi uNtungami Linkomo.